Yesterday, September 16th, a small group of activists set up a picket outside of the Irving gas station in Halifax, Nova Scotia, at the busy intersections of Robie and Charles Street. Theirs was an anti-fracking message of solidarity with the continuing struggle in Kent County, New Brunswick, against American-based gas giant SWN Resources. The action was also meant to highlight the silence on the part of all three of Nova Scotia's major political parties on the issue of hydraulic fracturing. So far, political campaigns have focused on the usual suspects of jobs, healthcare, power bills, and student loans, and the future of hydraulic fracturing in the province does not appear to be an issue anyone wants to touch upon. In the following interview, I speak with local activist Scott Barber. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. Scott Barber, it's Monday, September 16th, 2013. What are you doing here on the corner of Robie and Charles Street?
I'm saying no fracking way. Are we going to let fracking for shale gas happen in the Maritimes?
What's the Irving connection? You're outside of Irving gas station here. Why Irving?
Well, to my knowledge, Irving has shale licenses in New Brunswick, and they've been protecting SWN trucks who also have shale license and exploration license contracts in New Brunswick. Nova Scotia's been the site of the attempted bringing of water from these projects. The threat is to all of the Maritimes and the whole watershed.
What's the response been so far from the public here?
Well, we've had people honking their horns, and we even got a granny fist pump, and grandmothers seem to know best what we're talking about. We're talking about the health of our children. We're talking about the health of our water, which is not just the water that we drink, but it's the water that supplies our food, it's the water that supplies our fisheries, it's the water that supplies our lumber and timber industry. We are dependent on our land to be able to live, and I think grandmothers also understand the right of the earth itself has rights.
Is this a one-off thing, or are you planning to do this every day, every week? What are your plans to this currently one-man protest against Irving here in Halifax?
I'd like it to be a weekly protest, especially through these election times, and with Nova Scotia having a so-called public fracking review beginning its process now that the president of Cape Breton University has been announced to head it up. I think it's a really important time for Nova Scotians to consider the dangers of fracturing for natural gas.
Hydraulic fracturing isn't really an issue that's been on the candidates' schedule here. What are you asking them to do, the three major parties in the Green Party? What would you like to hear from them?
Well, I'd like to see an outright ban of hydraulic fracturing. I'd like to see a in-depth reconsideration of the fossil fuel industries and the development of different forms of energy, because I think that we're wasting our money now, squandering our future, because we're going to have to change to alternative energies in the future, and we should begin that process right away.
Are you encouraging people to buy gas at other gas stations or rethink the entire process of driving cars around in general?
The second is I hope people will consider that. I'm not calling for a boycott right now of Irving products, but I want people to know what this company's up to and to put pressure on them to get out of unethical business ventures. And Irving has acquired a reputation for those type of things through the Maritimes. Isn't it about time in this generation, finally, that Irving would change its practices to honor the earth here? And I think that another important issue is that I'm hearing from the Mi'kmaq community members that I've talked to that treaty issues and protection of their resources, their land, their right to a livelihood need to be honored. And I'm out here to also lend solidarity to the struggle in, particularly right now in Kent County, New Brunswick. I'd like people to consider the future of themselves and their kids and not just today's TV show or Tim's the next morning.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.